asked me to write for him. I have actually composed four works for Tom, three chamber works, and then this concerto. And this is the appeared on my first LSO disc. And Tom came into the studio and laid down the piece over the course of 3 hours. And again, like the ovation the LSO afforded Tim McAllister 2 weeks ago, the orchestra applauded when he finished his session. And it was a remarkable journey to see Tom record that work, and then when the disc was released, to be nominated for a Grammy Award for his performance. It's a just absolutely stunning work, and I've learned so much from him about the English horn and how to compose idiomatically for it.
So we're going to hear this composition now. It is a very beautiful piece. This is Eventide, Concerto for English Horn, by my guest Kenneth Fuchs. And I'm looking here, and I believe it looks like this was recorded 14 years ago today.
That's right. Oh, my God.
I'm looking at the notes here. And so anyway.
And I've just had a Facebook memory that popped up. In fact, I just posted it of a photograph of me and Tom in the studio when we recorded this work 14 years ago.
Actually, we had talked about this in advance, but I thought it would be a nice little icing on the cake.
That's a wonderful coincidence. Yes,
I'm very music by my guest Kenneth Fuchs. This is Eventide, Concerto for English Horn, featuring English horn soloist Thomas Stacey, along with the London Symphony Orchestra. Joanne Folletta is the conductor. Music by my guest Kenneth Fuchs, and that was his Eventide Concerto for English Horn. In our performance, you heard English Horn soloist Thomas Stacey, along with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Joanne Folletta. Once again, that was music by my guest Kenneth Fuchs, who is standing, well, now he's sitting right next to me. Ken, welcome back.
Thank
this
you.
Has been an amazing morning.
Marvin, I'm so grateful to you for this remarkable experience. It's been so much fun.
This has fun, calm, relaxed, and that's how I like to do all of this.
Yeah. We're in the moment in music. Is there anything better in life?
No, especially, and you know, now I think we need music. We always need it, but now maybe even more than ever.
Absolutely.
The arts, creativity. So, so important as we
to the spirit and the
proceed
soul.
With our world today.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go now, just for a moment, before we hear another one of your works. What are some things you enjoy doing when you're not involved with music?
Music? No, my life is music. I mean, composing for me, as I said earlier, it's fun. It's a joy. It's absolutely what I love to do more than anything in the world. That said, Mm-hmm. I love visiting museums and galleries and being near the water, the
ocean.
All this
stuff must give you inspiration.
Looking out at the horizon, yes, absolutely, it does. The calming effect of the water, standing on the coast and on the sand with my toes in the water, is a wonderful calming. It's an elemental experience for me, and I always enjoy that.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yep. There, I mean, we're so busy with music, and
that's
it
right.
is a full-time job.
Oh, boy, it sure is.
And when you write, do you wake up in the middle of the night or out of nowhere an idea comes to your head?
Yes.
Has that ever happened?
Yes, I can remember one night I was trying to figure out the ending of one of the movements of my fifth string quartet, and I woke up, and it was right there in front of me, and I ran down to the piano and got the pencil and paper and wrote it down before it went away.
Interesting experience. Yeah. And did you fall asleep first and then this came up and you started?
Oh, yeah. No, I had been asleep and I woke up about 4 a.m. and I was thinking about the piece and the solution was right there in my mind. It's remarkable when that happens because we don't really know where this comes from. It's a gift and we have to treat it that way.
Something happens sometimes when we're sleeping and wake up. Very interesting. Very interesting. Yep. Well, let's go on now to your autumn rhythm. Idle for Woodwind Quintet after a painting by Jackson Pollock.
Another one of my visual inspirations. The New York School of Painters, Jackson Pollock, Robert Motherwell, have inspired, their artwork has inspired my music. Also, Morris Lewis and, of course, Helen Frankenthaler. Autumn Rhythm was written as a tribute to my first composition teacher, Alfred Reed, thus the initials of the work, A.R., Autumn Rhythm. And this was a memento piece. It was the University of Miami School of Music, where I studied with Alfred, invited me to write this work for the first anniversary of Alfred's passing. And so it's a very meaningful piece to me about things receding to the earth and going back to the elements of nature. Alfred was a very important figure in my life. Both he and his dear wife Margie were very much like my parents, surrogate parents. And I learned how to write for band from Alfred, who was an absolutely exceptional composer of music for band and an orchestrator for wind ensemble. In fact, we've been talking about my new LSO recording that I'm working on with Naxos. I'm also working on another Naxos disc, and that is a recording of all of my band music. And I've been working for the last 2 years with the United States Coast Guard Band, which is located in New London, Connecticut, not too far from where I live and where UConn is, University of Connecticut, where I teach composition. And I've just finished the last work for that disc. It's called Point of Tranquility, and it's based inspired by a painting by Morris Lewis, a colleague of Helen Frankenthaler, a color field painter. And the band, the Coast Guard Band, will perform it and record it later this season, and then we will have a newly mastered disc of 7 band works that Naxos will release on the American Classics label. So I'm really looking forward to that.
So let's hear this work.
Great.
For now, and I guess it looks like this. We hear members of the London Symphony Orchestra in this.
That's right. This was included on my second disc, which we recorded in 2006, along with my horn concerto Canticle to the Sun, which I wrote for the orchestra's principal hornist, Timothy Jones, and United Artists, which we heard.
Sounds good.
At the top
well, let's
of
hear it.
Okay.
Music by my guest, Kenneth Fuchs. Thank you. We have been listening to music by my guest, Kenneth Fuchs. We began with almost the entire composition, Autumn Rhythm, Idyll for Woodwind Quintet, after a painting of Jackson Pollock dating from 2006. In that performance, we heard members of the London Symphony Orchestra. And since Ken has had such a wonderful time here and wanted to start all over again, we heard United Artists, the sign-on piece back at 8:30.
It's a real waker-upper kind of piece, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. And we did hear, though, almost the entire composition, Autumn Rhythm.
Yes. Well, it's a beautiful performance by the wind soloists of the LSO.
Yeah, it was
playing, very refined. I'm so grateful for
that. Yeah, it went very well. It was great. Well, Ken, I think, tell us just a bit about some of your jazz pieces.
Well, when I was an undergrad student at the University of Miami, as I said earlier, had a great jazz studies program, and I was so interested in learning about jazz. I took a lot of courses in jazz. I took courses in jazz composition and jazz piano and improvisation. And to be around emerging artists like Pat Metheny and Bruce Hornsby and Will Lee, it was such a heady atmosphere, fantastic teachers. And I wrote a few pieces for Jazz Ensemble and studied jazz composition with a wonderful man named Ronnie Miller. Ron Miller, great composer, and learned so much from him.
Yeah, very good. Well, before we kind of sign off and discuss our final piece, what is your website address again?
www.kennethfuchs.com. One word, Kenneth Fuchs.
Well, Ken, it's been a real pleasure, and people can go and listen to a tremendous amount of your music by going to your website. And I just want to remind all of our listeners that you can go to my website for more detailed information about any of the selections played today on Classical Discoveries. The address of my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. And the audio files for today's program will also be posted on my website later today. And Ken, I think you wanted to say something.
Well, Marvin, it's just been such a musical high to be with you this morning. I thank you so much for inviting me to share so much of my music with your listeners. And truly, on behalf of all composers, contemporary composers, American composers, thank you for everything you do to support our work.
Well, I wouldn't do it if I really didn't feel strongly about it. And like, you know, I think you were talking about the inspiration one gets from music.
Yes.
Things happen when you're sleeping. You wake up in the middle of the night. And what's funny is that I experience similar stuff when I'm doing a show.
I love seeing the passion in action. I mean, all of this comes, the love that you bring to this is just so palpable. And it's great to see you here in action doing this and to see all the remarkable programming you do.
Well, the bottom line is that we need to support our living composers. Wow. And that is the bottom line. And let's all remember that Mozart was once a living composer. And let's never forget.
Darn right. That. Thank you so much.
Well, we got one more piece to do.
Okay, cool. Let's do
it. One more piece. Concerto Grosso for String Quartet and String Orchestra. And this, I think, is a very appropriate kind of conclusion because I do the music here also of early music on Mondays. And yes, with the new music, and this is how I teach my classes also,
I'm so
combining
glad.
The two things. And I thought, what would be a great sign-off piece for today's program that isn't too long? And I thought, this is it. Tell us about the piece.
It's an 11-minute piece, and actually the Concerto Grosso is my fourth string quartet, one of my purely abstract musical works, that I have refashioned into a Concerto Grosso. So for a string quartet who learns my fourth quartet, they also have the opportunity to play it with an orchestra in this orchestral setting.
Did you have a big inspiration from the Baroque in this? Or because you hear some people like Schnittke, some of his stuff, you hear that very... You hear like a rewritten Vivaldi concerto, really, sometimes.
When we recorded this with the LSO in 2011, James Jolly, the editor of Gramophone magazine, came to the session. And he said how surprised he was that an American composer would create a Concerto Grosso in this kind of American vernacular style. But it was a great joy to write this piece, and I'm so glad that I did it. It's very different from a lot of my other music.
Right. Well, Ken, I don't know what to say.
Thank you.
Other than thank you. it's been an incredible morning.
Yes.
It's been great. Nothing joy. Short of
yes.
fun.
Fun to share music.
And that's what it's all about.
Sure
Ken,
is.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Morgan.
We listen now to your Concerto Grosso for string quartet and string orchestra. Again, my warmest thanks.
Thank you.
WPRB invites your small business to join our growing family of on-air underwriters. WPRB can promote your business to an engaged and creative community spread throughout Central New Jersey and the Metro Philadelphia region, as well as to our extended online audience. Our affordable rates provide different levels of exposure at prices that can work on any budget. To become a WPRB underwriter, email sales@WPRB.com or call 609-258-6829. That's 609-258-6829.
WPRB is proud to present the Brian Jonestown Massacre, Icons of Neo-Psychedelic Rock, this coming Wednesday, September 6th at Union Transfer in Philadelphia. Local band Overlake from Jersey City will open the show at 8:30 with doors at 7:30, and we'll be there too. Stop by our table to pronounce your love for independent radio and pick up some PRB gear. Once more, that's WPRB presenting the Brian Jonestown Massacre at Union Transfer in Philly, Wednesday, September 6th at 8:30 p.m. Get tickets online at utphilly.com and hope to see you at the show.
WPRB, Princeton, community-supported independent radio. Thanks to all who are tuned in right now. My name is DJ Bones, who are subbing in for No Talking with DJ Dewey today from 11 to 2. If you have any requests, you can call in at 609-258-1033. Other than that, I'm just going to get right into the music for you. So thanks for listening, and yeah, here's something to start you off. Thanks.